Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I want to introduce you to another person here in Dickinson, North Dakota. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from Dickinson, North Dakota, having a great time here in North Dakota. Good folks, wonderful people, just the salt of the earth folks. Very sturdy people, too. Very tough. Anytime you live in a community where, in a part of the country where the frost line is 4 feet, you know you got to be pretty sturdy. And their blood is pretty thick here, too. Joe Bleth is our guest now, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Pump Systems Incorporated here in Dickinson. He's not only does business in the United States, he's an exporter all over the world. Joe, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, nice to be here, Jim, and glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. It's a lot of fun. We're having a great time. And do you agree with me about the, you know, I don't want the ladies to take offense because I saw some beautiful ladies yesterday, but you guys are pretty sturdy folk up here.
You have to be, Jim. And actually, that frost line is about 6 or 7 feet deep.
Oh, well, now wait a minute. We're going to have to talk to Joe Frenzel about that because he said it was 4 feet, and he's the realtor. So you guys are going to have to get your story straight here, Joe.
Yeah, we're the pump guys that have to fix those pipes when they freeze at 4 feet.
So you would know, you actually would know more about this than the realtor would, then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that must be a new realtor.
There you go. Yeah, I don't think Joe is, but we'll have to have that debate another time. But still, that comes back. And by the way, when I talk about being sturdy, again, ladies, I'm not talking about ankle size. I'm talking about the stuff that you're made of. Joe, one of the things I said yesterday in my speech was that small business owners, one of the reasons they're the backbone of the U.S. economy is because they represent 97% of all exporters in America, and they produce about 29% of the total export volume that America has. That's pretty significant. And you guys, your company contributes to that, and I want to congratulate you for that.
Well, thanks, Jim. And I was surprised to hear that so many of the companies were small businesses, 97%.
Oh, 97% of all exporters are small business owners. Now, that's a number I got from the Commerce Department, the U.S. Commerce Department. So it's a tremendous example of how small business owners contribute to not only the backbone but the heartbeat of the American economy. And I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what it's like being a small business exporter.
Well, we started 28 years ago, and we've always done some manufacturing, but we developed a product line in 2000 to 2002, a product line called SolarBee. At SolarBee.com, and it's a big machine. It's about 18 feet diameter, 800 pounds, costs about $50,000. And this machine cleans up large bodies of water, and it eliminates algae blooms in lakes, and that's a major problem all over the world, actually, in about two-thirds of the lakes. And so we started developing that here in the U.S., and the timing was right for us in North Dakota with the Internet, and then pretty soon we found we were getting all these international hits on our website. And at first, you know, we were a little reluctant to jump in and really handle them right. We were so busy here in the U.S., product line was growing, and we didn't really know how to go about exporting. But the hits kept coming, and then through the help of the North Dakota Trade Office and DSU, Dickinson State University has a trade office here in town, mm-hmm. part of the state office, we started talking with them and got some good advice, and they hooked us up with the people to help us make it happen. And so first we started exporting just to Canada, say in 2003 and 2004, and then in 2005 we met we decided the best approach would be to jump into it in a much larger way. We had developed 7 offices across the U.S. by then.
Wow.
From Florida to Delaware to Seattle and California. And we thought, well, we'll treat the international export office just like a U.S. sales office, sort of. But we teamed up with a company called CH Trade out of Fargo. And again, through the contacts made at North Dakota Trade Office. And they act now as contract executives for us. And to show you how it's happened, it took about a year to catch some momentum, but even, say, a month and a half ago, we had a training session with 10 or 12 people here from Hungary, UK, Australia, Korea, South Africa.
So you brought some of your users and prospects here to do training on your equipment.
Right. We brought them here to do training. And 2 days ago, we did a 3-hour training session on Skype where you can see and talk to the people over in United Emirates in Dubai, where
wow.
We're going to be installing one of our solar bees in the next week. We just shipped it shortly. And so what
you
we're
did,
learning...
You did audio and video on Skype?
Yes, we did audio and video on Skype.
Wow. Wow.
And those people, I talked with them yesterday. They were so happy with that 3-hour school that we did. They said even if they'd have flown all the way to Dickinson, it couldn't have been any better. They just thought we did a great job putting the school.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, Joel, because this is the kind of this is the kind of information, Joel, that I want small business owners to know about. When I've been talking to them for a long time about getting involved in exporting and how the technology is changing all this, I want to come back and talk about this technology and what it's meant to your company. Right after these messages, folks, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joel Bleth is our guest. He's with Pump Systems Incorporated here in Dickinson, North Dakota. Back, it's 23 after. I'm sorry, it's 53 after the hour. 7 till. You'd think I'd be able to tell time by now, wouldn't you? 7 until the hour. We're visiting with Joel Bleth. He's the president and one of the founders of Pump Systems Incorporated. You have a partner, don't you, Joel?
Yes, Willie. We started together.
Willie Tormashi.
Yes. We started together. We've known each other since first grade, went to school. Then moved 400 miles away to go to college, and then we wanted to come back here, and we both were married and had families started, and so we thought we'd come back here to our home and start Pump Systems.
Isn't that a great American story, folks? A couple of best friends all the way from first grade go to college together, come back, start a company. How long have you owned this company?
Since 1977.
Wow. So 30 years you guys have been partners. And what a great story, and I know that makes you guys happy to know that you can accomplish all this, especially with what you've been doing in the last few years with your solar bee technology. They invented a system, folks, that cleans up lakes. You've driven by ponds and lakes that had a lot of algae, and it killed everything, basically, and it was just made everything ugly. They invented a system based on a pump technology that cleans all that up and makes the water clean again, where you can have a vibrant, you know, healthy ecosystem in the water be pretty and nice and clean. Joel, we were talking about how you're getting your message out across the world. You're using technology to do that, aren't you?
Yes. The Internet now, we're getting about 600-700 pages per day or hits per day. And just the other day, for instance, the Skype school we did to train people how to install it over in Dubai, United Emirates. And it seems like our timing in history was perfect with the Internet to develop a product and take it worldwide. We couldn't do it without this technology. So there's never been a better time in history to be doing what we're doing.
Well, see, one of the things, Joel, that a lot of people are reticent to become exporters because they don't know anybody in another country. They don't. They haven't met them. They maybe their budget doesn't even. They can afford to do business over there, but they can't afford to go over there, and they don't have the time. Their companies are small, but with the help of their state commerce divisions, and also the U.S. Commercial Services, which is a division of the Commerce Department, they can get plenty of help, which you've already talked about getting. And now with the technology that's available, you guys don't even have to go over there, do you?
No, we hired the right trading company to represent us like contract employees. And then we have a Dr. Chris Knut Hansen out of our Denver office. He's going over to a show at the end of May. But in the Middle East, but generally, no, we don't have to go hire people overseas, and it's really been fairly easy. You just have to get started, and it falls into place.
How have you grown your business since you've been doing exporting?
Last year, we do about $15 million a year, but we think we have the potential to grow to $100 million a year. So last year we did about $1 million. In this new export program into Canada, and then this year we've already quoted $10 million in the first 3 months here.
Wow.
And not all of that will turn into sales, but a significant amount of that will
And that's over in different countries around the world?
Yes, Korea, China, Middle East, Europe.
Mm-hmm. And this is opportunity that can come in. You know, the thing is as your business grows, you can't be in all those places. And so this is where the technology and the internet has really helped you out a lot. Tell us about doing business in Dickinson. I got about a minute left.
It's just terrific. The people are supportive. The work ethic is so fantastic. They understand customer service. We get so many compliments by emails from customers all over the country that they just can't believe what a job of service we can do, from our salespeople in the field to our service people we send out to when they call in. So it's an amazing workforce that we have here, and that's what lets us keep going forward.
What a great testimony. And, Joel, I got to wrap it up, but before we go, there are people listening to you all over the world on the Internet and across America on the radio. Give us your website. Maybe we'll sell some solar bees.
Oh, wonderful. It's solarbee.com, SolarBee.com.
Okay. Hey, Joel, thank you for being here. I enjoyed seeing you yesterday. Look forward to seeing you again today.
Well, wonderful, Jim. Glad you're here, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Joel Bleth, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I got one more to go, though. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.